remember, about 85%, a very, very, very large majority of your sales will come after the first 90 days that that prospect enters your sales process and that your salesperson first realizes that they're in the market for a boat. Let me ask you a couple of questions. What do your salespeople do with a new lead? What does their follow-up process look like? How often and how consistent are they about following up with your prospects? Do you have a system in place in which you know every single prospect is going to see a minimum level of communication from you and your sales team, even if they're unresponsive at first? Remember the statistic, only 50% buy, and of those 50%, 85% do not buy within the first 3 months. Or is your process like many, many dealerships that I've worked with? You talk to the salespeople, they say, hey, if they don't buy in the first 4 weeks, they're never going to buy. If they don't buy in the first 30 days, they're never going to buy. If they don't buy in the first 90 days, they're never going to buy. Whether you know it or not, it's likely your salesperson has a date in their head about the time frame in which a prospect will buy or are a waste of their time to follow up with. I can assert this based on countless number of people, boat salespeople who I've talked to in my sales training and my boot camps and my programs. Your salespeople have a time in which they either forget about a lead, they lose the lead, or they don't have time, in their opinion, to follow up with those prospects anymore. And they're more than ready to move on to that next newer lead, the one with only a 15% chance of closing. A long sales cycle. Let me tell you a quick story of a client of mine. David and Rose, and I won't give their last name, came into my sales funnel, my sales process, my splash system as a lead. I didn't actually call it the splash system at that time. It was really just in its infancy, and it's been refined, tweaked, and improved over the last several years. Regardless, I was able to convert them from an invisible lead, somebody I didn't even know existed, to a visible lead in my sales funnel with my educational marketing technique. Eventually, I was able to meet with them face-to-face as a result of another splash system component, my 24/7 selling machine. As I recall, they attended an event. In that face-to-face meeting, they shared with me that they were ready to get involved in the boating lifestyle, that they had a big family with lots of kids and lots of grandkids, and they really didn't like the idea of a pontoon. They wanted a boat. They wanted a fiberglass stern drive. That's what they pictured themselves on in the water. A 30-foot deck boat was the perfect fit for their budget, which they shared with me, and for the style of boating that they wanted to do and the people and friends and family that they were going to be on the water with. Everything was coming together, and they showed all the signs of being a now buyer. Now, I consistently followed up with them, was on the phone talking to them and emailing them. I used all the communication strategies that I knew, and I knew they were ready to buy a boat. Until one day, when they attended another event, and they finally shared with me, Matt, we can't buy this boat until our inheritance comes in. A family member had passed away and left the 5 children a large commercial piece of property, a piece of real estate that was not at all liquid. They had to wait for the transaction to get through probate and close escrow until they would receive their inheritance. After having David and Rose in my 24/7 selling machine for over 2 years, they finally made the decision to buy a 30-foot deck boat from me, a $120,000 sale at 22% margin with a custom-ordered boat. Now, I tell you that story not only because of the long sales cycle, but also because there were a number of times at which I could have dropped the price before I knew the inheritance was the thing that was holding them back from buying. I could have gone to one of the only sales tools that most salespeople have, cutting price. Instead of having a number of value-building tools and communication tools as sales tools in their toolbox, they fall back to the one tool they have that they can believe can move the sale forward, and that's dropping the price. They're giving away your money in the form of lost margins because they don't have any other strategies or tools in place that they're confident will work. This is one of the areas in which the splash system can make a world of difference. And they're so easy, any salespeople can use them.